The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
We are here, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 24 April 2017, and I have Ron McDonald with me. Hello, Ron.
Hi, how you doing today, John?
Fair to middling, I'm not so good. The last couple of days, something has really been bothering me, and I just figured out what it was. And, you know, it's one of these things, folks, you know, I wasn't lying to myself, I just was in a state of denial. I think we have all done that from time to time, that we don't want to really think about what we're seeing, and we really don't want to think about it and come to the obvious conclusions. You know, Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is generally the one that's correct. And I'll tell you what's the best way to frame this? We have been compromised. And when I say that, I want you to think about what I've talked about on my program. If you're long-term listeners, some of you people have been out there listening to me since I started broadcasting. And I don't know that if I could ever listen to anybody for that long. But I had asked before if people were listening to me. Listening is one thing. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And as I survey the battlefield, because this really is informational war for your mind, I'll get around to that guy in a second. But as I scan the battlefield, I see a lot of people heaving their spears, but they seem to be sticking the wrong targets.
Picked my curiosity.
Well, this is going to be tough to say, but it's been weighing heavily on me. I mean, it started to hit me yesterday, and it really gelled with me today. You know, we're sitting there and we're watching Donald Trump. Okay, he bombed Syria. Well, who gave him that information? Well, there was not going to be any regime change when I take over. So what does he do? Oh, God. This is a worse swamp than what Bill Clinton, or I even think George Bush Jr. had done. I am watching Donald Trump very carefully, and I ain't liking what I'm seeing. All the Jewish bankers that he has around him, how it apparently it's first and foremost to make Israel great again before the United States. Kushner, they had to march, I don't know how many men in front of Ivanka. Maybe she had to pick the one that didn't look Jewish. But he certainly is. And he's been acting as if he's the ambassador or the elder statesman from the Trump cabinet to go over and deliver personal messages. Now, I don't think there's anybody that listens to this network that doesn't know that there's seven countries that need to be toppled. And we're working on number six right now, and that's Syria, which Donald Trump just put 200 and what the hell did they say, 70 different sanctions on Syria. Now, here's the thing about Trump. Either he's stupid and he doesn't know, or he does know and he's doing the bidding of his masters. In either case, it makes him, in my mind, extremely dangerous. Because, Ron, you and I have talked over the years extensively about this. You know, if you want to go after the enemy, what do you have to do? You have to go after their bastion of power, of which they're going to fight to the last man to protect, because that's their power base. I mean, if you look at any war, you know, you can keep killing the guys, keep coming after you with the guns and the bullets, but if you want those guys to run out of bullets, you go attack their supply lines, or you go attack the manufacturing facilities that are making munitions, that are giving you the tools of war, if you will. I mean, that's what we figured out about Nazi Germany, didn't we? Incessantly bombing them day and night, going after their ball bearing factories. That's all you ever hear of is their ball bearing factories. No, they went after everything. Everything. Everything that was above ground. This is why Hitler was so adamant about building concrete bunkers that miles thick for just about anything. That's an exaggeration. But he knew that, hey, if it's above ground, it's a target. Well, so Donald decides, after okaying the bombing of Syria, that now we're going to heap hundreds and hundreds of things against Syria to deprive them of what? Bashar al-Assad is not an enemy of the United States. In his country live Christians, Arabs, Jews, in peace. In peace, folks. Name me another country in the Middle East where that's happening. Oh, maybe in Israel. That's because they've killed off anything that gave opposition. And I go back to the fundamental and rudimentary stuff that I have been talking about. The ability to wage war on the rest of the planet. In this particular instance, I am talking about the globalists and their grand plans and the power structure and the power base that they use to pull this off. That's been their funny money system. Now, I'm going to ask you again, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason I'm doing this is because I see host after host after host after host. They're all doing the same thing. Oh, the Sharia law. Ooh, the Muslims. Really? I'm sorry, do the Muslims, they own Hollywood? Do the Muslims, do they own our media in this country? Do the Muslims own the White House and every subsequent administration going back God knows how many years? Are the Muslims basically progressives, or as I call them, socialists / communist? What I am seeing these talk show hosts do is all picking up the same mantle. Now, folks, you need to drill this into your brain, because here's the pure out-and-out fact. We're the last Mohican standing. And I don't give a damn whether it's Alex Jones or Hagman and Hagman or who the hell ever it is. All the same thing. Ooh, these Muslims, Muslims, Muslims. Well, okay, let's jump in the time machine. Let's go back 16 years. Remember the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that were doing a pretty damn good fight against the Russians? Oh, don't you remember the used phrase? Well, that was the Russians' Vietnam. Snicker, snicker, snicker. Now, the people in Afghanistan said, you know what, the hell with you Ruskies. We ain't doing it, and we'll continue to fight you. And they did. The Russians picked up their stuff and they went home. And then we did a marvelous little thing. You know, in support of the Mujahideen fighting the Russians, what did we do? Oh, we kind of invented Al-Qaeda. You know, for some strange reason, ran off the rails, and now they're the terrorist and they're our mortal enemy. Was it the Muslims that started world communism? Was it the Muslims that started world banking? Is it the Muslims that are the destructors of nations? Have the Muslims been thrown out of 81 countries? Come on, people. And it's sickening. I'm telling you, the coup is almost complete, including the White House. I don't see a good end to this. And as I heard Michael Rivera today, and I can hear it in his voice, even though he might not emotionally express it, I can hear it in his voice. He said, what about the kids? What about what our inability to address the facts, to assess the battlefield, to find out who the real enemy is, and who are the ones behind the curtains making all the moves? Do you think our kids are going to be able to fight this? And I don't want to suggest for a second, because this would be the kind and humane thing to do. March your kids out in the backyard and just put a bullet in their heads. And I don't say that lightly. But what you're consigning your children is to continue the battle, only this time assuring their loss, their misery, their deaths. Because A, we didn't have the ability to turn this around. B, we were too chicken crap to really go after and expose the real enemy, because we might be viewed as being anti-Semitic. Your cowardice is leading the path to our elimination. And I'm hearing the apologist for Donald J. Trump. And again, whether he's ignorant, stupid, or he knows and he's doing it intentionally, makes no, never mind to me. The fact is that he's doing it. The first thing this man should have done when he went into office, in my estimation, was gone after these, Please, Lord, don't let me swear in the air today. Gone after these asshat middlemen, Zionist loan shark banker bastards. Boom! Cut them off. This has been the power structure that has been deconstructing America for more than 100 years. This is the system that's consigned you to slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Consigned you to slavery, never-ending debt. The fruits of your labor, all of your sweat, all of your toil. Middleman gets some of that. He lifts not a finger, not one drop of sweat comes from his bow or his brow. No, no, it's us. Being stripped of everything, and now, here's the real coup. The eternal war against terrorism. Eternal, folks. Gonna last generations and generations. That means a complete conscription into the police state. And if you resist, forget about you being absorbed. You'll just be eliminated. This is not a game. I am not out there trying to play shock jock to you people, but I'm seeing it up and down the line from AJ here in, you know, this asshat I saw on his own program today from some either court, office library, or his, one of his Jewish attorneys, high dollar, highest dollar people in Austin, throwing around millions of dollars, supposedly to go get his kids. Well, he's bankrupted his wife, thank you very much, Jewish American princess that she is, and I feel nothing for that because, quite frankly, she was a stone-cold bitch. But I don't care if it's Hagman and Hagman. I don't care if it's Alex Jones. I don't care who it is. Oh, the Muslims and... They keep reporting of what the Jews said that they have engineered. Sodom and Gomorrah for the planet, the multiculturalizing of France, Norway, trying here with the United States, and old Donald's tiptoeing around that one, bringing a few thousand here and a few thousand there into the country, but the press doesn't dare cover that. And for the life of me, folks, I just don't know what the hell's wrong with these Muslim people. After watching a couple, 3 million die in the Middle East, because these people, those leaders of those countries over there were just so damned awful, we could not have them alive one more day. Although not one of them attacked the United States. And if you want to pop up here on this program and say 9/11 was done by the Arabs, you can go to hell. You can go to grass and eat hay, as my mama used to say. You people are being misled. And I want to ask that question I asked about three weeks ago. Here we are. Now, we may not ever be 10-point on a sliding scale from 1 to 10, 10 being perfect. I don't ever think we were a perfect society. I don't think that we had the perfect government. But at the time, at its peak, I'd give it about 9.5 on that Richter scale. Now, what are you willing to compromise on? What is left that you're willing to genuflect on bended knee? You're going to settle for a 4.5, maybe a 5.0? There is no compromising on freedom and liberty. Otherwise, it is neither. And I'm watching them all do the same damn thing. Now, I'll tell you who wrote up the script on this, of this sad play that we're seeing unfolding, act after act. I'm sorry, they didn't even let me know there's an intermission. And who are the crafters? Who are the creators of this fine script? Here's a hint for you. They're sitting in the back row of this theater watching us all moan and groan and laughing their asses off. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Ron, it finally dawned on me. I was looking at it all along. There was something about it that kept bugging me. I don't give a damn if it was Dave Hodges or Hagman and Hagman or, you know, let's tell some tales about 8-foot angels that came down here and bred with human beings. I don't care who it was. They're all doing the very same thing. And then I have to go through the drama of watching Alex Jones spending millions of dollars with his Jewish lawyers because the man couldn't keep his pecker in his pants. And now it's a question of whether I am an actor or I'm a real person. You're always a narcissistic asshat that I knew you were. And I've got to be subjected to your personal drama because you're not smart enough to realize that there's three human beings that you and your wife created that you've now have just stuck in the mud. By the way, don't forget to buy my health products because that's how we're funding our operation now. Well, where did you get the $5 million loan from? Was it the Arabs, Alex? Or was one of your Jewish friends? I am tired of this. Now, folks, either we're going to get damn serious about getting this country back, or let's just all kick back, get drunk, and say to hell with it. Let it happen.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Oh, is there some left? Is there any left? Do I have Ronald McDonald, or did I just shock him into death?
No, you know, I'm bewildered at what you had said, and I'd love to disagree with you, but I don't see it any other way myself. I thought it was a good thing for Donald Trump to get into office, but I've seen either his hands are absolutely tied, or he was always on the other side.
One or the other. Like I said, yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's his mistake out of ignorance, whether it's stupidity on his part, or he's down with a plan to begin with. In either case, I have no patience to even think about this guy. Because, Ron, you know this probably. Hell, you wrote a book on it. You didn't write a book on Agenda 21. You didn't write a book on the fascist or the communist in professorship at university. You didn't write a book about the schools that are no longer schools, just indoctrination centers for our little millennium children that, God, if they had to rely on themselves for their own existence, they would just melt like a snowflake.
Now, I had to write a book at the core problem of the planet, of every nation on the face of the globe. And whether people woke up with that or not, I don't know. I'm in disbelief that it hasn't awakened some attorneys, you know, that want to see a better life for not only their families, but for Americans and around the globe.
You know, I could never understand. This always used to bug me. Major corporations. You know, take General Motors. It's always one of my favorite ones. You know, it got to the point where they figured, hey, why can't we go in the middleman game as well? Why don't we just produce this crap and, well, we just let the bankers out there do the financing on it. Let's get in on that as well. Hence the General Motors Acceptance Corporation. And it always bothered me, Ron, that who would be more interested in having a stable currency? Having a stable currency that whatever purveying product to the public, whatever you're doing, whatever you're making, whatever widget, doesn't matter. That you always have a market out there, it's got a pocket full of money in which to buy your product. I always thought the companies and corporations would be the first ones to go, you know what? At the core of business, we need a sound money system.
This is why I relate what has happened on the globe, in every currency on the globe, to that movie that I adored, Pinocchio. He's gotten everything he wanted in that candy store. Everything. Everything seems to be there. And all of a sudden, he's turning into a beast of labor. And that's precisely what has happened to citizens around the globe.
This may shock you, but I don't even know the story of Pinocchio.
No?
No.
Okay.
So now I'm going to have to pay attention to it.
Well, he's a puppet. He's a puppet that basically turns into a young boy eventually. But he wants the strings taken from him. And little does he know that on his journey, he left Geppetto, who is his maker. On his journey, he gets attracted by the lure of all the candy he can eat. And at that point, he gives in to the greed that he has, just like Americans have and people around the globe have. And once we're stuck in there, we turn into beast of burdens, not understanding that there's a price to pay for credit and for currency that is not backed. And that is, it takes away all your sovereignty. It takes away all your wealth. You own nothing. You are owned at that point.
And that's exactly where we are. But now we're being distracted by the war on the terrorist, when the real terrorists have been chipping away at this country for so many years. All right, I'll take your calls here. 800-313-9443. This has been... Man, I almost had a heart stroke today. I kid you not, Ron. This has been building in me for 2 days. Like I said, sitting in front of my face and I didn't see it. Now that I have, I am absolutely horrified.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Yeah, they call it Storm of Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad.
This segment, I'm going to play talk show host Gavin Seam. Got a call from Ammon Bundy. And I'm telling you, folks, if this doesn't get to the cockles of your soul, then you don't have one. Let me get to these callers first. Abdul in Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
Good evening, John and Ronald. I would like to first start out by saying you guys together, when you guys speak, is moving. It's amazing, and I really appreciate the subject you guys are talking about and the overall substance of what you guys bring to talk show radio and to news media as a whole. I think it's incredible.
Here's the scary thing, Abdul. We're the last Mohican standing.
Yes, sir.
But that's the scary part.
I just want to say you do have people that are behind you, real Americans, that understand the situation and are trying to speak the truth to not only our family, to our friends, and the people we don't agree with. Like, I'll give you a prime example. I was just in my a city I used to live in for 20 years, and I had some of my black friends were upset at me because I voted for Donald Trump, not realizing my standpoint in the whole situation. No, I'm not a real fan of Donald Trump, but I was looking at the other evil, which was Hillary Clinton, and I could not find myself supporting her in any instance.
Or Bernie, or Bernie Sanders. I mean, having said that, that was pretty much fixed. She even lost a Democratic national chairwoman over that one, over the fix. But that's neither here nor there. You know, don't look over there. Don't look at the absolute corruption from the top. Abdul, I am sitting here and I'm surveying the battlefield, and I'm watching the players that really don't even know who the true enemy is.
That's correct. So my question is, so what did General Washington do when he was faced with similar situations where the country was being attacked on all sides from every angle, foreign and domestic? Like, what was his thought process, I wonder about? Like, isn't it the same situation it was back then when the founding of this country?
Well, I can tell you the one thing he didn't do. He didn't pick the lesser of the evils that were left and side up with them and then call himself good. That's one thing.
Exactly right. And that's the... Yeah. That's the point I wanted to make with everybody. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about the so-called politicians we elect into office. It's about the American people. It's about the education and the knowledge that we need to possess to make good decisions, both politically and educationally, historically, whatever the case may be. And you're absolutely right when you're talking about this whole boogeyman Muslim complex, okay? What about the Inquisition that happened in Europe and Spain and so on and so forth? People want to be conquered. I think that's the real issue. Like, people just don't want to lead anymore. I mean, that has been driven from our souls and our hearts. Like, no one wants to stand up to evil. And it is a great evil. So our transition, if we want to get our country back, is not going to be easy by any means.
No.
So, I mean, it hurts me to see Donald Trump do these silly, crazy things, but that's okay with me. I would rather have him expose himself and his players and his administration, and to have people like you rail against that, or myself, and to understand the type of position we're in right now. Both parties are not for the American people.
Abdul, I will not compromise what I know to be true and correct. Because if I did that, that would be my own destruction. I know that. There are people that are able to do that, but I have never been able to. I have never been able to justify. Because there is no justification. Either it's right or it's wrong. Either the sun gives you light, it doesn't give you darkness, water is wet. There are rudimentary and fundamental things that are absolutes. And there are a lot of people that would like to derail you from that. And as I look down, and one of the guys down, it's down here in Austin, that married Alex Jones and his wife, Tex Mars. He has never compromised on this, ever. Mm-hmm. But this man just had another heart attack. He's not going to be around long. The other people that we've had on this network, most of them are dead. And I am watching these so-called alt-right or the alternative media. They might as well be getting fat checks from some governmental agency, because now they're doing their bidding. I will not say that, but I see a lot of moronic activity going on. And Abdul, I've said this. The script has been written up by the very people that we should be exposing, and they're sitting in the back of the theater laughing their asses off right now, watching Christianity, or what's left of it, pitted against the Muslims. I am appalled. Go ahead.
As a Muslim, as an American Muslim, Black American Muslim, it hurts me to see good Christians follow evil people.
You know,
and have that same mind frame.
You know, from your vantage point, I mean, looking at how we've adopted Judeo-Christendom. You know, what's the largest religious organization on the face of this planet? Is it not the Roman Catholic Church?
Mm-hmm.
And this Pope, You know, if you were to give them a political tag, you know, God's not supposed to be into politics. It's supposed to be for truth, justice, and the American way, and your mortal soul after you shuffle off the mortal coil. You know, that's my domain. I gave you the rule book. What's wrong with you? You're not reading it? But I've got the other yarmulke-wearing clowns out there now. And wait till that comes together. I don't see this turning out well, Abdul.
I agree with you. I don't see it turning out great, but I believe in a good fight. And I won't stand idly by as our country is destroyed from within, as our once great founding father described. Our destruction will never be from the outside. It will always be from within. And that's been going on for the last 200 years. I'm interested to know who the major players were who also signed the Constitution and put that up there. Because we should honestly have a research society who lays out every single politician all the way up to the present day who were two-faced liars and controlled by the bankers of the world.
Well,
and we do know most of them.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing, and I guess a lot of people can't get their minds wrapped around it. When I said that if you take a look at who the world bankers are, and these are the people that made the blueprint for world governance. If you take a look at the antithesis to supposedly capitalists, well, it was a free America, a constitutional America. If you take a look at the antithesis to that, that was communism. Well, who did that? Oh, I'm sorry, were those Arabs? Were those Muslims that did that, Abdul? Look at who controls this media, controls everything that you see, hear, and read in this country. Is that owned by Muslims, Abdul?
Unless their Muslim names are Vanderbilt, Morgan, Schiff, Rothschild.
You know,
you've think those Muslim names.
You've got a unique perspective. You're Muslim and you're black. But yet you know George Washington. Holy mackerel. All right, Abdul.
Quick thing, John.
Yeah.
In the Quran, they talk about enemies. And I think one important thing is that Prophet Muhammad says you must learn from your enemies. You sit down, you break bread with them, you talk with them, you converse with them. Now, that you won't hear that come out of Sharia law or any people, you know, denouncing Islam, but I think that's very important.
Well,
yes, we do have enemies, so-called enemies, but they're not really enemies. They're people. They're human beings. We just need to understand what our differences are and somehow work with each other and grow with each other and be great.
What is it? 18 volume set. What is it that the Jews subscribe to? The Talmud.
Talmud, yeah.
And I've heard, and I might be asking the right guy. I might be asking the wrong guy. But if I take a look at the Quran and I take a look at the Talmud, if I were given a choice, hey kid, you got one thing you can believe in, one or the other. There's no opting out on this one. You got to go with the Quran, you got to go with the... I would have to go with the Quran. But see, we were given the Holy Bible, which was inextricably tied to Judaism, or Jewism, as it's turned out, with a self-proclaimed chosen people. They can do anything that they want, say anything they want, do absolute anything they want, without retribution. I mean, I the ongoing elimination of the Palestinians. But yet, when I bring up in Syria, Al-Assad, here's a doctor. Here's a guy that doesn't strike me as being particularly evil, and evidently, unless all the people in Syria are evil, 85% of them for the last two elections voted him in. And it's the only country that I see in the Middle East that you have Arabs or Muslims, Jews, Christians, all living in peace in one country. But somehow, Al-Assad is an evil dictator that needs to be eliminated. My God, Abdul,
Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
Man.
And without it, we are powerless.
All right. Well, I thank you for your call.
I will take my time.
All righty.
Thank you, John.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, now wait to the Christian, and I can't wait to the Christian identity start emailing me on this one. Oh, you talking to that black dude, and oh, he's a Muslim on top of, I can't wait. I can't wait for it. George in Hawaii. Hello, George.
Hi, John. How are you?
Well,
I think Midland. But let me give you a heads up, real
okay.
quick,
because
right. you're right on about 99% of the things that you said. The thing about the Russians leaving Afghanistan, you're only half right about that. They left there crying like babies. They were lucky to get out. Their moms and fathers were crying in the Kremlin, begging the Islamics to leave them alone.
Your ears didn't hear. Your ears did.
Pass.
Wait a minute, George. Your ears did not hear the crying sounds of the 50-some
okay,
thousand.
Well, then you got it 100% right.
Okay.
But they got their butts kicked, and so did the English, and so did the Americans, and that's why we're not there. But let me take you back a little bit further, John. I want you to take you back to the Barbary pirates. These were Islamic pirates who ran up and down the coast, seizing, stealing, pillaging. They took 1.5 million Europeans into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They enslaved an entire Irish city. They burned, they plundered, and the only thing that stopped them, it wasn't George Washington, it was Thomas Jefferson. He sent the United States Navy and submarines over, and he kicked the devil out of these guys. Now, these guys are not going to go away. And this is what they say. This is what they said when they were trying to negotiate a peace. It is written in their Quran that all nations which have the knowledge that their prophets were sinners, whom it was right and duty to be faithful to plunder and to enslave, and that every Muslim man who was slain in this warfare was sure to go to paradise. He said also that a man who was in first aboard a vessel and one slave over and above his share, and that when this sprang to the deck of the enemy's ship, every sailor held a dagger in each hand and a third in his mouth, which usually struck into terror of the foes of his foes, and they cried out for quarter at once. We are dealing with some serious killers. We are dealing with some people that want to kill Christians, and if they want to kill Jews, that's their business, but they want to kill Christians, and they are going to do it. This thing started in 1300, They finally took Jefferson up until 1801 when he finally sent the Marines over to straighten these guys out. These are killers, John. Don't ever think anything short of them. Don't play them short. Don't let them lull you into some sense of pity or kindness. But they are killers, and they get rewarded for killing. So that's a pretty good deal.
Rewarded from whom? Rewarded from whom?
From Allah. From Allah. They get a big reward when they die, John. Every time they kill one American or one of us or one
and you know what
one person
I, you know
not,
what you know, and I cannot and I will not believe that any more than God or Allah or whatever name that you want to assign from whatever race or religious creed that they have drummed up for themselves that they keep attributing to God the murdering of human beings. You know, we don't talk
and slavery,
George.
John,
and
slavery.
Hold your horses here, George. That was my next statement. Who sold blacks from Africa into slavery? It wasn't Muslims, and it wasn't Arabic people. It were Jews. There have been a lot of people that have trafficked in human beings.
You're right, John.
A lot
right.
of them.
Human trafficking started from the Sephardic Jews living in Portugal. They were the traffickers, no doubt about that. And they were fighting off, and it was between them and the Arabs to see who could get more slaves. And the Arabs were enslaving Europeans, and the Sephardic Jews were enslaving the black people.
You know, George,
this is the way history has gone.
I have learned in my life that anybody that claims to do an atrocity and do it in the name of God, I will reject outright. Because this doesn't come from God or does not come from Allah anymore.
Well, I will reject outright that individual and his God. His God is trash. At that point, his God is trash. Because no one should enslave another individual, kill another individual.
Do you
John, at one point, they, He went into Ireland, and they captured an entire city and enslaved them. 1.5 million people were enslaved during the Barbary Wars. And thank you to Thomas Jefferson. Abdul said, what was George Washington doing? Don't worry about George Washington. It was Thomas Jefferson in 1800 that sent over the three vessels with Marines on and beat the devil out of these guys, whipped them into submission by force.
And here we are.
That's what we need to do.
Well, but see, pick your poison. If that is your contention, we're up to our eyeballs in the Jews. And they're really not Jews. Not really. They're Ashkenazi, they're this, they're that, but they're not true Jews. How about a strong and independent country outside of the influence of anybody outside this country? How about that one, George?
How about no interest, John?
What? Hold on a second.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention and worn my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is...
All right, we are back. George, I should have put you and Abdul on the air together, and I was just there as moderator, and then I would have taken commercial breaks. Because, what's that? I told him to hold on. So how can I be 99% right if I got all of that wrong? It's a trap. It is nothing more than a trap. And guess what? You're the trapeze. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith. Did I have anybody drop, by the way? Huh?
I hear from you.
Okay, go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I was going to go along with your summarizing about the fact of how Mr. Trump loaded up his cabinet and stuff. But the I had a lot of people asking me if I was going to vote and stuff like that. I said, yeah, for my dog Milo. And of course, I even built a web page for it where Milo doesn't swim thousands of miles away to attack people. He only takes bribes for good behavior and et cetera like that, you know. But I believe that politicians in the United States are the ones that were presented. It's the good cop, bad cop scenario. I think that Trump was put in there a long time ago, knowing that that's who they wanted in there. And, again, playing the good cop, bad cop thing. Like we see this this farce on this war on drugs. If you look up the DHS Century program, this is where all these vetted members, which is glorified on the DHS Century webpage, as only having a 10-second wait time during high-volume hours. And then look at the DHS Century member arrest, and millions in meth, cocaine, and stuff are coming in this country. And remembering at the same time, you can't get water or toothpaste past the TSA. Those drugs, and I live on a reservation, they flood into our reservations, our cities, and it drives the police state. It drives the courts, the fines, the fees, the civil forfeitures. And, of course, this goes back to, I believe I sent you an email on that, that the United States is a federal corporation, and it will do anything to ensure the profits of that federal corporation, i.e. wars or whatever like that. And like Mike Rivera would say, nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it give the authority of from we the people to the government to lie to us. And like that Ninth Circuit Court just ruled that the law enforcement can lie to us. We see the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. We see the Zionists are bragging in another second video now that they're behind all this immigration. And again,
By the way, Keith, that was the you online?
Yeah.
Do you have that video, that second video that you mentioned?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I can.
Can you email that to johnstatmiller@hotmail.com? Sure. Because yeah. I wanted to play that. And for some strange reason, I sent that video, or the first one, over to the board ops this weekend, and somehow that didn't get posted. And that's what that's what I wanted to start out the program with today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
You know, I noticed this, and like I was going to say, I have a lot of Jewish friends that are getting worried because of what the Zionists are causing.
Yeah.
And again, these are good Jews. There's nothing wrong with them. There's no harboring of anti-Semitism or any of that stuff like that, you know. But they realize what's coming in the backlash of what the Zionists are doing.
And you know it's what? Like years Netanyahu, ago, I told Kelly Nelson, the one that pitched an absolute nitfitty here against that pastor up there in Montana, that how dare you run off the rails and News with Views if you're banging against Donald Trump or you seem to be a little bit anti-Semitic. You know what? You're banned from this. Keith, do me a favor. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away. Hang on. Top of the hour break is about 90 seconds. Don't go away.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.